Okay.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Miao Wang from Stephen F. Austin State University, and today I got my lead research to talk about with you. So firstly, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the background of lily hybrid. So lily is one of the most popular plants that has 100 species classified into 7 species groups. When growing different species lilies together, they undergo cross-pollination that result in hybrid lily. Compared to the species lilies, hybrid lilies are easier to cultivate and usually have longer lifespan. There are over 10,000 hybrid lilies in the world now. The research shows that Texas people spend roughly $234 million annually on fresh cut flowers and other related products, but only 1% from Texas locally grown. Hybrid lily grown in Texas during summer are usually shorter in plant height and poor quality as well. So I think it's going to be amazing to expand the specialty cut flower market throughout Texas. So that's why this research was initiated, to evaluate the shade cloth impact on hybrid lily growth and then identify the hybrid lily cultivars that adapted to Texas. So the experiment design was a two-factorial design, with the months as first factor and the light treatments as the second factor. The months include 5 planting dates from April to August, and the 3 light treatments include the black shade cloth, a luminous shade cloth, and the natural full sun. The black shade cloth is widely used in plant nursery nowadays. And the reason why we chose the luminate shade cloth is because few studies have been done on its effect on lily growth. So, turn hybrid lily cultivars from Asiatic hybrid, AOA hybrid, Oriental hybrid, and OT hybrid were selected for this study and planted in the raised bed under the 3 different light treatments. The cultivars are more. Actually, this is the best cultivar, and the poor cultivar, Crista Blanca, are the 2 cultivars I'm going to highlight in this report. We planted 13 bulbs from each individual cultivars across each raised bed at each month. So, because we have 10 cultivars, we basically plant 300 bulbs in each bed at each month. So, data consists of the hybrid leaf plant height, flower bud number, and the forcing time, which is the date required to harvest. Besides this, we collected the 24 hours average light intensity under the 3 different treatments, and then the air temperature above the raised bed. Then we analyzed the data by SAS, and the significant difference were spread by using Duncan's multiple test. And we assume the dependent variables, plant height, flower bud number, and forcing time is function of the independent variables, which is months and light intensity. So this table illustrates the range of light intensity under 3 different light treatments. So as can be seen from this table. So the BSA stands for the black shade cloth. The ASA is the luminous shade cloth. And NFS is natural full sun. So the shade cloth reduced 15% or more light intensity compared to natural full sun. So this graph shows the 12 hours daytime temperature on July 13, which is the summer in Texas, from 7 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. So the red line stands for the NFS, and the green is black shade cloth, and the blue is aluminum shear cloth. So as you can see, the shear cloth reduces substantial heat compared to the natural full sun. And it looks like in this graph, the black shear cloth reduces more heat compared to the aluminum shear cloth. However, in this, for the temperature data on August 27, looks like the luminant shear cloth reduces more heat than the black shear cloth. And this result is same as the previous research, which shows the luminant shear cloth is supposed to reduce more heat than the black shear cloth. So, the minimum standard plant height for lilies in this study is at least 16 centimeters. So the cultivar Samoa belongs to LA hybrid. And in this graph, the x-axis is the month and the y-axis is the plant height. So as you can see, we usually get the significantly taller plant height in April. As we're getting to the peak of the summer, we got decline in plant height, and then we got a little bit recovery in the end of the season. And besides, the use of the shade cloth significantly increased the hybrid lily plant height. So the trend is same, is also applicable to the cultivar crystal blanca, which belongs to the Oriental hybrid. However, none of the crystal blanca planted in this study meet the minimum standard plant height, except those planted in April under black shed cloth. Okay, this graph shows you the forcing time of cultivar Samoa. Basically, except April, the use of the shed cloth significantly reduced the forcing time. The typical forcing time for cultivar Samoa is 85 days. However, in our study, the average forcing time is around 51 days. So, it's pretty short. And here's forcing time for crystal blanca, and the same thing. The shed cloth help reduce the forcing time. However, as you can see, we did not have data from April under the natural full sun condition and August, because the crystal blanca bulbs planted in April under natural full sun could not survive the extreme temperature and high light intensities. And for those bulbs planted in April, all died from a frost that occurred in November. So this graph shows the flower bud number of cultivars of Samoa. The typical number for Samoa is 3 to 6. So as you can see in this graph, all the flower bud number of Samoa were within expected range. So the trend for the flower bud number is same as the plant height. We usually get the most bud number in April, and then as we get into the peak of the summer, we got decline in flower bud number, then recover a little bit in August. From a study by the Wilkin and the Doe, they found out that the storage time actually decreased the flower bud number. And we assume the lily bulbs used later in this study were stored longer than that we used earlier in the season. So according to this information, we're supposed to see the flower bud number decrease month by month. However, we got a little bit recovery in August, and this lead us to think about the flower bud number is not only associated with the storage time, but also associated with the temperature and light intensity. So here's the crystal blanca's bud number graph. So compared to the Samoa's the graph, we can notice that it seems that the shed cloth is more important for the poor cultivar. And also the typical flower bud number for the cultivar crystal blanca is 3 to 7. However, as you can see, a few of the bulbs planted in this study meet the flower bud, typical flower bud number. So through this research, I found out that the use of the shade cloth significantly increased hybrid lily plant height and reduced the days to harvest. To produce the high quality lily in Texas, the use of the shade cloth is very beneficial. Of all the hybrid lily included in this study, we found out the LA hybrid generally perform better in plant height and flower quality as well. So in conclusion, with the use of the shade cloth and selection of correct cultivars, it is possible to produce quality, amazing hybrid lily flowers in Texas. So the larger demonstration field studies should be conducted in future, and the more hybrid lilies cultivars to be investigated as well. This study was founded by Stephen F. Austin State University, University Research Council. And also I want to give my gratitude to my major professor, Dr. Mark, who is in the audience. Please raise your hand. Okay, thank you so much. And I'd like to take your questions. Thank you. Yes, sir. Oh, the flower's diameter. No, we did not measure the flower diameter.
Any observations? I mean, my guess would be under warmer temperatures, you get smaller, lower quality flowers. But in general, were the flower stems marketable if they were tall enough?
Yeah, for hybrid lilies, the people from our research, people prefer to buy the lilies. For the plant height is at least 16 centimeters, and but however it's possible for our future work to measure the flower size, but the flower size is almost decided by the size of the bulb, the lily bulb, and I found out the larger the bulb and the more and the bigger the flowers are. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Did you encounter any problems with like leaf yellowing or just like problems with like general growth of the plant?
Oh, okay. The problem is the did I meet the leaf yellowing problems, right? Cause that's a bit actually is our second research. Because we also evaluated the vase life of the flowers, but it's not included in this report. Yes, we did meet the leaf yellowing, and we applied four different the solutions to control, to try to stop the leaf yellowing. Oh, thank you, everybody. You are awesome.